First to Rise by Youssef Kaminyaka. African, Inuit, blood, born, known, along paths up and down, Boston Harbor, escaped slave, harpooner, and rope maker. He never dreamt a pursuit of happiness or destiny, yet rallied beside patriots who hurdle a fury of snowballs, craggy, dirt, frozen chunks of ice, and oyster shells at the stout flank of redcoats as the 29th Regiment of Foot aim muskets, waiting for fire. How often had he walked, gazing down at gray timbers of the wharf, as if to find a lost copper coin. Wind devil, cold air, as he stood, leaning on his hardwood stick, and then two lead bullets tore his chest, blood red in snow on King Street, March 5th, 1770, first to fall on Captain's Command. Five colonists lay for calling hours at Faneuil Hall before sharing a grave at the Granary Burying Ground. They had laid a foundering stone for the Minutemen at Lexington and Concord, first to defy and die. And an echo of the future rose over the courtroom as John Adams defended the bricks, calling the dead a motley rabble of saucy boys, Negroes, and mulattoes, Irish teagues, and outlandish jacktars, who made soldiers fear for their lives. And at day's end, only two would pay with the branding of their thumbs.